WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for ringing in the new business day with us here this morning. We turn our focus now to the automotive industry and news over the last week or so that nearly 1,400 auto workers in Belvidere will lose their job as the result of weak demand in China for Jeep Cherokee. Fiat Chrysler announcing it's eliminating the third shift at the Belvidere plant starting in May. And at the same time, Fiat Chrysler announcing plans to build a new plant for big Jeeps in Detroit. Retrofitting old facilities there. We have lots to talk about in the world of autos this morning. And Dale Buss joins us from Michigan this morning, contributor at Forbes, Wall Street Journal, Chief Executive Magazine, and others. Dale, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thanks, Steve.
So what Fiat Chrysler giveth, it taketh away. It's the tale of two cities here, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I've been to the Belvidere plant many times over the years, and it's an unfortunate situation there. The plant, I mean, I think back in the day it made the Neon, the little car that was such a hit for a while, and more lately I think it made the Dodge Dart, which didn't last very long. Yes, problems in China, you know, reverberate throughout the auto industry, but I guess what is interesting about what's happening in Belvidere is a reflection of what I think is kind of an inflection point here in the industry these days, where a lot of the trends that folks have been pointing to for the last 2, 3, 5 years are finally coming to fruition in a lot of different and interesting ways. Now, you mentioned the investment in Detroit by Fiat Chrysler. What's going on there is, interestingly, Fiat Chrysler has become, you know, perhaps the most robust of the traditional Detroit 3 automakers, because it just keeps selling Ram pickup trucks and Jeep SUVs in so many new forms. And in fact, what's going on in Detroit, while Fiat Chrysler is laying some people off in Belvidere reflecting what's going on in China, what's happening in the U.S. is just continuing boom in sales of these trucks and SUVs by Fiat Chrysler. And so they're investing some billions of dollars in renovating an old engine plant in Detroit, and they're going to make another big Jeep model in the coming months. And really what Fiat Chrysler has done is placed all its chips on Jeep and Ram, and isn't even making cars anymore. And yet it's with that bet, as long as the U.S. economy stays healthy, people keep buying big vehicles, you know, it's looking pretty good as an overall entity these days.
Yeah, and then buying the trends I think you're talking about there, not only just this continuing SUV truck trend, but it's also the plug-in hybrid models as well, isn't it?
Yeah, now that's something that's where we're seeing some really interesting new wrinkles in the development of plug-in hybrids and electric cars overall. Of course, you know well, every automaker has some kind of electric model either out there or in development, or in some cases, you know, a handful. American public is just not ready to buy these vehicles en masse yet. They need to keep getting better. The battery capabilities need to keep improving. The price needs to come down. But in that arena, one of the most interesting developments, again, that illustrates what's going on in the industry, is there's a startup in the Detroit area called Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N, and they have been kind of quietly marshaling their forces over the last few years. And at the LA Auto Show, they made a big splash with an electric truck and an SUV prototype, and kind of turning the notion of these tiny little roundabouts on its head with a very strong sort of design, a very capable vehicle. And it turns out that Amazon thinks so much of what Rivian is developing that it has invested $700 million in this startup, which will perhaps, and Amazon might be the first customer, and buy thousands of these vehicles to help with deliveries. And so GM also might invest in Rivian. And this is an example of how some of these trends that have been kind of slowly developing the auto industry are now accelerating and getting to a launching point. I mean, an electric pickup truck is really an interesting development, and it's been occurring without all the hype that, you know, Tesla has generated for its cars.
Yeah, absolutely right, and we'll be watching that one very closely here in Illinois, because they've also bought a plant down in the former plant in Normal.
That's right. They've got the old Mitsubishi facility. And so what's, you know, these new relationships taking place in the industry also include what's happening between Amazon and General Motors, where just last week it was announced that one of GM's top manufacturing executives, a woman named Alicia Bowler Davis, is defecting to Amazon. And people are wondering what that's all about. Is Amazon planning on getting into the business of building cars, just like they're trying to take over every other business? Well, that's not likely, but it is interesting to see what somebody with that kind of manufacturing experience and Big Three pedigree might do at Amazon. So a really interesting development there.
What's happening over at Ford? Some news that they might be working with VW on autonomous vehicles?
Yeah, Ford is interesting, and I think we may have talked about this before, but it's all really at Ford right now. It's all about Jim Hackett, the CEO. He continues to be a mystery, even to many of his own people. His management style is very different. He's not moving as quickly in many areas as a lot of investors would like. So he's a little bit of a mystery, and yet Bill Ford, who hired him, who's executive chairman and the family presence at the company, has stood by Hackett. He was an interesting hire a couple of years ago. And so there's a sense of some other shoe is going to drop here, and we just don't know what it's going to be. Because Hackett says, be patient, I'm a different kind of guy, you know, you're going to see what I'm going to do. Well, some people are running out of patience. But meantime, the most interesting current development at Ford is they have launched a new marketing campaign for the new Ranger midsize pickup truck, which is a long-awaited re-entry by Ford into that segment. And they're doing it with a bunch of commercials that try to carve out the new Ranger as a vehicle for outdoors people. And it'll be really interesting to see if Ford can get back into this segment that it abandoned several years ago, where General Motors, a few years earlier came back with the GMC Canyon and the Chevrolet Colorado. And in this pickup crazy market, it's just a great place to be. You know, can Ford get back in there effectively?
You mentioned earlier Tesla. It seems like every week there's a new wrinkle in the Tesla story. I know Elon Musk is pretty happy this morning because his capsule is docked with the International Space Station for SpaceX. But Tesla's still having some struggles, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And Elon Musk is all about promises, right? You mentioned SpaceX, and of course he has famously said he wants to die on Mars. So I guess that's moving forward. But back here on Earth, Tesla continues to struggle to get the price of its Model 3 down to that range of around $35,000, which would make it truly a mainstream vehicle. And that's something that Elon Musk promised several years ago that was his goal. It's just that he's doing some really interesting things to try to get down to that price point. And one of the most amazing was announced last week, where the company has said it is going to get rid of all of its stores. So in the near future, you're only going to be able to buy Tesla online. All these sort of pop-up showrooms that Tesla has in, you know, fancy shopping malls and other locations around big cities around the country, where people, you know, familiarize themselves with the brand and with the vehicles and kind of get excited about them, those are going to go. And with the express goal by Tesla of taking some costs out of its structure so that it can get that price of the Model 3 closer to a mainstream level. And of course, Elon Musk is still in trouble with his tweets, and he kind of thumbs his nose at the Securities and Exchange Commission every once in a while. So now they're now looking at him again to see if he has violated terms of his agreement with them from last year. So, you know, the Elon Musk show continues to be a three-ring circus, and that's not going to change.
Yeah, and I don't know, how does do a lot of people buy brand new $35,000 cars without test driving them first?
Well, that is a problem, and Tesla, you know, will have ways for you to get sort of, you know, maybe online appointments with a test drive, that sort of thing. But it's a real difficulty, and he spent years and many millions of dollars fighting the traditional dealership franchise structure that the auto industry, the traditional auto industry, has, and finally, you know, has been able to have his own stores without the requirement to go through dealers. And now, because of this latest development, he's saying, ah, you know, forget that. We'll just do it online. So it'll be interesting. I mean, the brand continues to be such a fascinating draw for people. The vehicles are mostly, you know, pretty high quality, and, you know, the future belongs to Tesla, I guess, but it's just a question of how far out that future is.
All right. Dale, good talking with you as always. Good stuff on autos. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Dale Buss, a contributor at Forbes, Wall Street Journal, Chief Executive Magazine, and others on some auto news this morning.